Welcome to I Succeed, a unique inspirational leadership and business success channel for women. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani, motivational leadership speaker, executive and success coach, and an author. This is the only channel that helps you become a game changer and lead with confidence all within 15 minutes. And I am here today to talk to you about the 10 habits successful women give up. I have been interacting with successful, very successful women, and I have always been curious about what the secret rituals and healthy practices are that make up their lives. How is it that they are more successful than many other women on the planet? These questions formed the springboard for I Succeed podcast for women, and I have loved every chance to interact with these women and take a peek into their lives. And what I found was that it's not much about the habits that they give up. It's not much about the habits that they develop. It's more about the habits that they are willing to give up. Because it's pointless to add new habits when the old ones are still weighing you down. So I spoke with few of these women titans, and they shared with me the habits they practice to give up, so that they can develop and create space for new habits that will help them reach faster towards their goals. I have chosen for you 10 such habits to give up and create a new life for yourself, your people, and for your dreams. So here they are. Habit number one, trying to please everyone. Just do what you know is right. Be yourself. Most of all, understand that not everyone is going to love you. Some of the people may not even like you, yet you must continue on your path to achieve your goals. Habit number two, saying yes too often. This one habit separates the successful from the rest. With all the demands on your everyday life, the greatest commodity of all is time. You've simply got to master the art and practice of setting boundaries for yourself every day. Say no to opportunities and things that don't excite you or further your mission in life. Number three, spending unproductive time. Stop wasting your time with uninspiring, critical, or negative people who weigh you down. Time is precious for you, for me, and for everyone. So begin to choose a small circle of people who will energize you and challenge you to be better each day. Habit number four, trying to do it all. Begin to say no to all the things that are not helping you. This comes down to one word, delegation. Delegate the work at your home, at your office, in ways that allow you time for achieving your goals in life. Say no to doing all the work. Habit number five, know-it-all attitude. Successful women whom I have met, I have seen that they have made it a habit of educating themselves as much as possible. They read, they ask questions, and they always increase their value. Habit number six, disconnecting yourself socially. Having a support system is important to the successful woman. Friends and family are important to keep you on track in life. Being successful doesn't require cutting yourself off from the other people, but be sure to connect with the right type of people, people who uplift your spirit. Habit number seven, being unsupportive of other women. Other women are not your competition. In fact, other women can be vital to your success. Successful women know this, and they know the power of female friendship and support them in every way. Habit number eight, putting yourself last. Never forget to make yourself a priority. With schedules running filled with meetings, kids, and soccer matches, a successful woman knows her own value and knows that she needs time out to rejuvenate and to focus on herself. For power players, having a me moment first thing in the morning is a must. The me time really doesn't have to be a day at the spa or shopping. You can just find a little bit of time every day to relax and recharge yourself. Because if you cannot take care of yourself, you really cannot take care of everyone else and everything around you. Habit number nine, ignoring the finances. It is vitally important to know the ins and outs of your finances to be on the top of your financial situation. Financial stability is such a massive part of your life, and that doesn't mean that you have to earn a six-figure paycheck. A successful woman doesn't just blindly follow financial advice. She is educated and confident in her own personal finances and is able to make financial decisions with ease. Habit number 10, struggling to speak up. Successful women know that they have a voice that must be used. Speaking up and making choices are key to success. Use your voice in saying no, in challenging perspectives that are harmful or disrespectful to you as a woman, and asking for help or standing up for someone else. Express yourself, your opinions, your thoughts. Ask the questions that are important for you. Don't wait for the Me Too movements to provide you an outlet or give life to your voice. There is nothing worse than having something on your mind that you really, really want to say and being unable to say it. So I leave you here to think and reflect on these 10 habits that successful women must give up. Let's revisit these 10 habits that you need to give up. Ready? Habit number 1, trying to please everyone. Habit number 2, saying yes too often. Habit number 3, spending unproductive time. Habit number 4, trying to do it all. Habit number 5, know-it-all attitude. Habit number 6, disconnecting yourself socially. Habit number 7, being unsupportive of other women. Habit number 8, putting yourself last. Habit number 9, ignoring the finances. And habit number 10, struggling to speak up. And I'd love to hear in the comments, what habits will you give up today? Begin to make space for new habits that will help you reach your goal with speed and serenity. Take one of these habits each day and begin to give them up. And while you do this, I will be looking forward to hearing from you, from your comments, and what habits have you been able to give up. And I will be back soon again with another episode for women leaders and entrepreneurs. Until then, don't stop learning and growing. Stay connected here with me and on my YouTube channel. Here's wishing you loads of success. This is Payal Nanjiani. Until we connect again.